Kal Kadosh, we mentioned that Nefilat Apayim is a reshut. What does that mean exactly? Nefilat Apayim is already brought down in the Gemara in a few different places. Ta'anit, Megillah, Baba Metzia, and it's brought down in some Sidurim. However, it was only a minhag. Nefilat Apayim was a minhag, and that's why there's different customs of when exactly won't you say it. And the Torah already brings down the name of Rav Natanael Gaon. Nefilat Apayim is Reshut. Also the Rabbeinu Yitzchak Ben Gerat and Rav Sar Shalom Gaon also. And the Bet Yosef also brings down that the reason why we're not doing Nefilat Apayim in the house of a Chatan, meaning Sheva Berachot, is because it's Reshut. And a lot of Acharonim bring down this concept that Nefilat Apayim is Reshut and not a Chovah. The Rama agrees to it, is brought down in Darkei Moshe, the Bach, Ola Tamid, Prichad, a lot of the Acharonim. Now, one of the proofs that they bring down with Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanos and others was something different, because the first Seif in Shulchan Aruch says is that en ledaber ben tefilah nefilat apayim, you're not allowed to speak in between nefilat apayim and amida, meaning immediately after amida, you're not allowed to talk. You have to start right away nefilat apayim. And if a person does talk, they still do nefilat apayim, but they lose the power or the strength of the nefilat apayim. And that is actually brought down because the Gemara says, in Perek Hazav and Baba Metzia, we just did it recently with Rabbi Eliezer Ben Urkanos, that what happened was that his wife never went and let him do Nefilat Apayim. Why? Because if he would do Nefilat Apayim, he would start crying, and then his brother-in-law would have died. And what happened was, is therefore she always stopped him right before doing Nefilat Apayim. Since there was a hefsek, there was an interruption, and she stopped him, so therefore he would never do it. And once it happened that she forgot to come because she thought it was Rosh Chodesh, it wasn't really Rosh Chodesh, she made a mistake, he did Nefilat Apayim, and right away she went and she told him, you should know, right? She told him that he killed his brother, her brother, because he did Nefilat Apayim. So from there they learned the strength, the power of Nefilat Apayim has a much greater strength if there's no interruption whatsoever between the Amidah and Nefilat Apayim, and that's why Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to stop whatsoever, you're not allowed to talk. However, though, when we're talking about this concept, the Yafel Alev wanted to say that it's a chovah. And also the Kavachaim wanted to say that according to the Zohar HaKadosh and according to the Arizal HaKadosh, Nefilat Apayim is a chovah. However, the Halacha Brura argues, and he says you cannot bring a proof from that, and he wants to say that it's only Reshut. Now, what is the difference whether it's only Reshut, which means it's not an obligation, or it's a chovah? One of them is going to be another halakha brought down, also in the halakha brura, that any time that there's going to be a doubt whether we say Nefilat Apayim or not, Shev ve'al ta'aseh adif ve'lo yiplu al penehem, which means that we just don't do it. It's better not to do anything, and we don't do Nefilat Apayim. So he brings down here, who are these achronim that say that? The Birkei Yosef, the Rav Chida, that any time that there's a doubt, you don't say Nefilat Apayim, because Nefilat Apayim is Reshut. And this is also brought down in the Shalmei Tzibur, Bet Oved, Shari Teshuvah, the Rachim Falache, Eliezer Papo, and the Chazal Alefim, the Kaf Chaim also. And that's why any time there's any type of a doubt, you're not going to do it. Now, the Halacha Brura and the Birul Halacha says, why? At the end of the day, what's so bad if I'm going to do Nefilat Apayim if I'm not obligated to? And therefore, he wants to bring down that the opposite. If you don't do Nefilat Apayim and you do say it, it's an Isur. And he brings a proof from Shulchan Aruch and Tzivav to do with Hilchot Chanukah. He says, V'yesh osrin gam mincha shelefanav. Some people prohibit also in the mincha beforehand to say it. Why is he saying the language? Why is he using the expression yesh osrin that it's Asur? So he says, you see from here that if there's no Nefilat Apayim, then it's a sur to do it. And therefore, any time that there's going to be a doubt whether you do say Nefilat HaPaim or you don't say Nefilat HaPaim, we always go lenient and we do not say Nefilat HaPaim, since Nefilat HaPaim is Reshut. If you remember, we already mentioned yesterday, that's also one of the reasons why women do not say Nefilat HaPaim, because since it's only Reshut, they're not obligated, it's not an obligation, so therefore, they have that. Another important halacha which is brought down in the Shut Yabia Omer is that says Rav Uvadia, the people that work and they don't have time to say the entire tefillah from the beginning until the end, they are permitted to skip Nefilat HaPaim in order to say the other things, which is an obligation mi'ikar adin. Which means again, since this is Reshut, it's not the true obligation, it's brought down because of the minhag, so therefore, for sure you have to say it. And as we mentioned, the other shiur, the importance of Nefilat HaPaim. However, though, if a person cannot say it because he's got a choice, whether it's Nefilat HaPaim or the other parts of the tefillah, Ashreinu Valetzion or other parts, you do the other parts and this you're going to skip out, according to Rav Ovadia Yosef.